Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Shewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 13:10-17. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 to 17. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, 'You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving.' For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." My theme for reflection is the gift of seeing. The gift of seeing. There is a strange comfort in discovering that even Jesus had to explain himself. The disciples, after all, were not slow learners or inattentive students. They simply noticed that while Jesus' stories were beautiful, not everyone seemed to get it. So they asked the honest question many of us still carry: why speak in ways that some people hear gladly, while others walk away unchanged? Jesus' answer in Matthew 13:10-17 names the problem with unsettling clarity. The issue is not the seed or the sower, but perception. Hearts can grow dull, ears can become selective, and eyes can look without truly seeing. This is not intellectual failure so much as spiritual fatigue. Life's pressures, disappointments, privileges, and fears slowly thicken the heart until God's word sounds like background noise. The tragedy is not that God hides truth, but that people become unable or unwilling to receive it. Yet Jesus does not leave the disciples in despair. He reframes the moment as gift and responsibility. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Seeing is not a badge of superiority, it is grace. The disciples stand in a long line of longing. Prophets and righteous ones yearned for this nearness to God's reign, but only glimpsed it from afar. Now, in Jesus, the mystery of the kingdom is spoken aloud, not to exclude, but to invite patience, humility, and trust. This tension echoes the call of Isaiah, whom Jesus implicitly invokes. Isaiah is sent to speak to a people who will hear but not understand, and see but not perceive. Isaiah 6:9-10. The prophet's task is not to guarantee results, but to remain faithful to God's word, trusting that even hardened ground is not beyond God's future healing. What sounds like judgment is also mercy, because God continues to speak rather than abandon the people to silence. Soren Kierkegaard once observed, "The matter is quite simple. The trouble is that we do not want to understand, we want to admire from a distance. Jesus' parables disrupt that safe distance. They draw listeners close enough to be changed if they are willing. For Christian people today, this passage gently unsettles our assumptions. We live in a world saturated with information but starved of wisdom. We hear constantly, yet listen selectively. We see endlessly, yet rarely attend deeply. Jesus reminds us that faith is not about accumulating insight, but cultivating attentiveness to God, to others, and to the quiet movements of grace in difficult soil. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life have familiarity or comfort dulled my attentiveness to God's voice? Number two, what responsibility follows from being given the grace to see and hear more clearly? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one conversation, scripture reading or encounter, and practice deliberate listening without interruption, defense or haste, asking God to soften your heart toward what you hear. God of hidden wisdom and generous light, soften our hearts where they have grown dull. Give us eyes that see beyond surfaces and ears that hear more than words. When the work feels slow and the ground resistant, keep us faithful, attentive, and hopeful. May your word take root in us and through us bring life to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.